Coming up on KUCB News, Trump reverses his policy on separating immigrant families, and Unalaska celebrates solstice with the first fun run of the summer. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics. Located in the airport cargo building, Redfish sells computers, Androids, iPhones, iPads, televisions, headphones, and unlocked phones. Business hours can be obtained by calling 359-2205.
Redfish, we got stuff.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Thursday, June 21st, 2018. Unalaska's postmaster is pleading for the return of an American flag that has disappeared from its pole outside the Unalaska post office.
Well, Monday night, somebody stole it. They cut the rope and they stole the flag.
Chemeza Marino Tickle says the 4x10-foot flag was only hoisted last month after the broken pole stood bare for more than a decade. This year, she says the post office worked with the city to repair it in time for Memorial Day.
The sense of pride for ourselves, you know, having this flag up at long last after 15-plus years of not having one down there, and then it was a bit devastating to note that someone had just gone and helped themselves to it.
Marino Tickle is asking the culprit to return the flag, no questions asked. She's also buying a new rope in hopes that the flag will be returned soon and flown again. The seafood industry is waiting to see how a new Chinese tariff will affect the market for Alaska fish, but that's not stopping a delegation from China that's scheduled to visit next month. As KMXT's Daisha Eaton reports, the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute will host the group, which plans to tour processing plants in Kodiak and Larsen Bay.
The delegation will be in the United States from July 8th through the 14th, making stops in Seattle and Anchorage. But the majority of their visit will be spent on Kodiak Island because what they want to see firsthand is the seafood.
Boy, if we can catch it, they are interested in it.
Jeremy Woodrow with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute says the group has shown interest in a wide array of species.
They're interested in everything from Alaska cod and pollock to our crab species and our flatfish species such as yellowfin sole and rock sole and even arrowtooth flounder. Of course, salmon and black cod are all as popular, but they're even interested in some of our dive species like sea urchin and sea cucumber as well.
ASME is capitalizing on recent interest from China in wild Alaska seafood. The visit comes on the heels of Governor Bill Walker's trade mission to China.
There's definitely a growing appetite for Alaska seafood products by Chinese consumers. And so this is, I would say, part of the governor's efforts, as well as the entire state's efforts with trying to drive our resources to the interest and the growing interest in the Chinese markets.
Woodrow says the delegates hail from cities across the country.
They come from all the different parts of China, Hong Kong, Shenzhen, Shanghai, Qingdao, and Guangzhou.
The group will primarily be focused on visiting local processing facilities.
They're going to be touring the Trident Ocean Beauty plants while in Kodiak. They'll also spend a day flying out to Larsen Bay, where they'll tour the icicle plant there. And they'll also spend some time with a SetNet group that's out in the Larsen Bay area while they're visiting that part of the island.
China's middle class has a tremendous desire for healthy foods, including wild fish and other seafood, explains Woodrow, and the money to buy it.
They have the fastest growing middle class in the world, and so their buying power is starting to grow, and that's why we're seeing more of our premium seafood staying in China. I think that most of your listeners know that we have a lot of seafood that goes to China for secondary processing, and then once it's been secondary processed, it's then shipped to different locations worldwide. But now that we're seeing a growing market with stronger purchasing power from Chinese consumers, they're finding that they have a desire for those premium products, and Alaska is able to deliver those premium products.
Nine Chinese delegates will make the trip. Most of them work in the seafood industry in China, in areas from purchasing to development and media. The delegation will be in Kodiak July 9th through the 11th. In Kodiak, I'm Daisha Eaton.
Meanwhile, Governor Bill Walker is scheduled to meet with American and Chinese leaders in Washington, D.C. next week. State officials say they're concerned about the Trump administration's announcement of new tariffs on Chinese goods, which in turn prompted China to retaliate with tariffs of their own. As China is the largest buyer of Alaska seafood, Walker says he wants to protect the state's export market. The new tariffs are scheduled to go into effect on July 1st. President Donald Trump signed an order yesterday to address family separations at the southern border. The executive order calls for families to be detained together, but it also raises new questions about detention limits.
So we're keeping families together, and this will solve that problem. At the same time, we are keeping a very powerful border, and it continues to be a zero tolerance. We have zero tolerance for people that enter our country illegally.
Trump has ordered the Attorney General to try to modify a legal limit on the detention of immigrant children so that the government can hold families indefinitely while their criminal or immigration cases are pending. Senator Lisa Murkowski is the most critical member of Alaska's congressional delegation on this issue, and she's wary of keeping children locked up for long periods, even with their parents. She says the family separations have to end.
But keeping families in detention for an unlimited period of time, I don't believe that that is the answer either.
Murkowski made her comments yesterday afternoon before she'd seen the president's order. She says the immigration solution has to consider the needs of families seeking asylum.
Let's go through the process, the procedure that will determine whether or not this is a family that should be able to seek asylum and safety here in this country and allow them that process.
Murkowski says families whose asylum claims are accepted by the government should be released from detention while they await their court dates. She adds that the flight risk is lower for asylum seekers who have cleared that first hurdle because they stand to gain legal status. Senator Dan Sullivan did not respond by deadline to questions about Trump's executive order. But like the president, Sullivan has said that it's important to end what they call, quote, catch and release, where families and asylum seekers are released from custody as they await court dates. Congressman Don Young has not taken a position on an immigration proposal that the House is set to consider soon. In a written statement, however, Young said he applauds the president's executive order. Americans with pre-existing medical conditions are protected under the current federal law and by an individual health insurance. The Trump administration, however, says that that protection, which is included in the Affordable Care Act, is unconstitutional. But as APRN's Andrew Kitchman reports, Governor Walker has joined a bipartisan group of eight other governors to push Trump to keep protections in place.
Governor Walker, an independent, has been working with the governor's group over the past year on health care issues. The Trump administration said on June 7th that it wouldn't defend protections for people who have pre-existing medical conditions. On Monday, the group called on the administration to work with the states and Congress on a solution.
When we see that this is not being defended by the administration, it's appropriate for us to comment and express our desire that this be taken seriously.
Before the Affordable Care Act, insurers could charge more from or deny coverage to people who were already sick. The law stopped that. It required all Americans to buy insurance because there was a danger of having those who were likely to need medical care disproportionately buy insurance. Congress eliminated a tax penalty for not being insured in a law passed last year. Texas and 19 other states sued to eliminate other provisions of the ACA, including the protection for those with pre-existing conditions. The Federal Justice Department decided against defending that provision. If the courts agree to eliminate it, Walker says he'd be concerned about the effect on Alaskans. The governor linked his position with his broader support for expanding access to medical coverage.
There are folks who will be without coverage, and I think that's why I accepted the Medicaid expansion. It has brought coverage to over 40,000 Alaskans.
The bipartisan governor's group was last in the news in February when it called on Congress and the administration to work on a healthcare solution that crosses party lines. They issued a blueprint that called for market stability, innovation, and competition. Walker says the group has gotten attention in Washington, D.C.
The Congress and the administration were both very appreciative of the efforts that we put forth to bring the governor together on a bipartisan basis. At the end of the day, the governors have to deal with the health care issue, so we said, let us be at the table.
The bipartisan governor's statement says everyone in the country deserves access to affordable, quality health insurance. The governors say the administration's decision to no longer defend the provision protecting those with pre-existing conditions is, quote, disappointing, end quote, and adds uncertainty and higher costs. The governors ask the administration to reverse its decision. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
And tonight, Unalaska is hosting the annual Summer Solstice Run to celebrate the longest day of the year. The two-mile run starts at 7 o'clock at the Carl E. Moses Boat Harbor, but runners should get there early at 6:30 to register with the Department of Parks, Culture, and Recreation. All of us here at KUCB Radio and Channel 8 TV wish you a safe and happy solstice. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.